What's up? What's up? It's your man Chuck. And I just ran into Andy at a festival. And you got my co-host.
It's your girl Mikasa checking in, moody as ever. And this week we have a special guest with us.
And you are listening to another episode of Black Lawn Titan. We definitely have invited a friend of the pod back. Give a quick round of applause for the anime name.
Hey. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to be back.
Excited to have you back. Definitely. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. How has Big Titan Talk been so far this year, these episodes?
Man, things have been wild. I feel like it's like, I don't know, time is flying by. We only have a few more episodes of Attack on Titan left. I'm already planning for like the very last episodes of Big Titan Talk, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's like I just cannot believe the story is almost over.
The end of an era.
With the episodes that got pushed back, or not the episodes got pushed back, but they extended it a week, I think.
No, it got pushed back a week.
I know that kind of made me upset. How'd that make y'all feel?
Wait, what happened? What do you mean push back a week?
So I think something, they're showing something in Japan that they're not going to play Attack on Titan for the week of, like, I think the last week in February. So next week, I think it's the 7th or something. And so they're going to have to postpone it for another week. So, you know, prolonging just by 1 week.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I guess.
Right. But what have you been watching besides Attack on Titan?
Oh man, Demon Slayer and more. Mm-hmm. Demon Slayer. It has really had my heart.
Did you binge watch it?
I didn't. I've been watching it week by week. Now, okay. I think it was like the first 4 episodes I watched, though. I waited a little bit for the first couple of episodes, and then I watched those, and I was like, okay, hold on, this is too good. And then from there, I started watching it every week. But yeah, so it's been AOT and Demon Slayer a lot for me. Now, I've had One Piece on in the background.
Understandable. It's a good background.
It's been real background for me, but I need to focus back in, because like I'll look back at the screen and I'm like, hold on, what's going on? Is that so and so? I'm like, okay, no, wait, I need to rewatch this episode. So
are you past the time skip?
I am okay. I don't remember what it's called. Okay, so there's like a bunch of children and they're all humongous.
Punk Hazard.
Yeah, Punk Hazard. Mm-hmm. And like everyone did like a body swap.
Yeah.
Like Sanji is in Nami's body. Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, so that's goodness. That's where I'm at. And like Law. Law is there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Law. That's my boo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, ah, Law.
Yes. I want him and Nico Robin to get together.
Man, what a couple. What a couple that would be.
Yeah, it would be very interesting.
But yes, so I have some other questions for you, but let's see.
While you're looking through questions, what else do you have going on, anime or outside the world of anime?
Oh my goodness. So I am also a yoga teacher. And so I am throwing myself back into yoga teaching. I have been away from it for far too long. So I taught my first class back today and it was so refreshing and it was so nice. So yeah, I'm that's getting amazing. Back to that. Yeah. So I'm teaching virtual classes. So that's been fun to like prepare for and get back into. And then I am also planning to do a new podcast after Big Titan Talk. So doing planning for that too, like trying to like take things like very slowly.
Is it going to be anime? Yeah.
Yes, it is definitely going to be anime, but it's going to be a little bit more general. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, I'm sad AOT's over, but I'm like, I gotta keep it going. But yeah,
okay. That's cool.
That's really dope. The yoga classes, like, are you doing that on the regular or?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have a regular schedule. I'm gonna do Sunday chill yoga vibes, which is like my favorite type of yoga vibe. And then I am gonna also start doing like a hip hop yoga class, scheduled to be determined. But yes, I am gonna have like a weekly regular schedule.
I love yoga.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't like to be in the gym. So I love to do something that's like, you know, not as hard. Like running on a treadmill, or you know, I like yoga because it's more soft, but you're still like stretching and you know, you'd be sweating and putting a lot of work in. So I was like, okay, I can do this.
Right, absolutely. I feel the same way. it's just such a great way to like relieve stress and just get in tune with your body. And I don't know. It's great. Everyone should do yoga. I like, yes, I always agree. Try not to like go too hard because then I feel like people are like, nah, she gone, she wanted to. But like, no, I want you guys to try it. See for yourself. It's amazing.
Yes, I second that.
Yeah. I need to do more yoga, but it's definitely fun to do.
But I have my question. So have you noticed much of a difference in the animation from when it was with Studios to MAPPA? And if so, do you prefer one over the other?
You know, I do notice a difference, but I honestly prefer MAPPA for what we are getting right now. I feel like the fourth season is super heavy to me. It's very dark, and I feel like MAPPA's animation feels more like heavy in that way. Whereas I feel like the way Wit was animating, it was very like youthful, a little bit more playful, I want to say. Even though, I mean, like it was very gory. Obviously, we were getting Titans being slain and like all of these like very gruesome images, but. Man, I feel like, I don't know, MAPPA's feels very, I don't know, it feels perfect for what we're seeing. But I really, really enjoy both. And I love seeing on Instagram, like all of the pictures of the different stills of how Wit versus how MAPPA animated things. And I'm like, wow, I honestly can't say which one I prefer more. I like both of them a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching today's episode when they would have the like Titans, the Wall Titans, and I was like, oh my gosh, the Wall Titans are thick. And I was like, they have definitely animated this to perfection. But
see, the biggest things that I've noticed with the difference between the animation styles is just like the details on the characters' faces and differences. The eyes. Yeah.
I agree, but they're both good. I'll give them that. MAPPA had to come better this part, but they cleaned up their act, so. But do you think the season's progressed like to the point that you were expecting it to without reading the manga? Do you feel like, you know, okay, this is what I was expecting, or like, oh my gosh, no?
Man, I have no idea. It's so funny because where we're at right now, like what just happened in this last episode, I'm like, you mean to tell me we have like 5 episodes or so left? Like how, 4 or 5 episodes, I'm like, how is that possible? Like what is about to happen in the next few episodes? But I thought that the rumbling was going to happen episode like second to last, and that it would kind of just be like mega devastating, and it would be like a rebirth of, I don't know, the world kind of. But I don't know now, now that there has been this like assembling of like the Justice League, the Justice League of freaking Paradise Island. I'm like, okay, so what are they about to do? What do you guys think about that? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Honestly, the Justice League assembly is I think it's kind of exciting. Just because like you get all these characters, because like for me, like I have, like everybody knows this is a Stallion Titan fan account. Like I love Peek. And to see her and Hanji team up together, it's like, oh, that's really something I look forward to. Like, cause you never really thought it would be possible, but they're both these like fun, eccentric characters. So I kind of like how, or even Annie just coming back. I like how it's all kind of developing.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Especially, yeah.
Everybody knows the truth now. So it's really like, okay. I mean, everybody might as well link up. So.
Yeah. For sure.
Man. Yeah. So, Chuck, did you have any questions?
No. I think though, I'm pretty sure we'll get into more questions throughout. Mm-hmm. But we can just get into the episode if y'all are ready.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Cool. Okay. So this episode opens up with the Jaeger is coming after Hanji, and he's seeing his comrade on the ground and he gets shot by Hanji. And it was, I don't know if we've never seen Hanji shoot a person before, you know, of course Titans, but I don't know. It was just weird because obviously she was crying. So, you know, that was something that she didn't really want to do either. And so she confirms to Levi that, you know, that's the end of the people that are coming after them. And, you know, she's fixing his wounds. And I'm like, I'm so glad that Levi got hurt with Hanji, because if he was with anybody else, I mean, he probably would have been dead. So kudos to her being able to be a surgeon and fix those wounds. So, you know, Hanji's debating. And I'm like, what's going to happen next? And she was like, Armin or Pixie's going to have to fix what's going on. And she was wondering if they should live the rest of their lives on the run in the forest. And, you know, she goes back to the priest's words. I can't remember what town he was in, but, you know, he got killed. And so he told her that, you know, she was eventually going to end up in a cell one day. And, you know, they're basically wanted criminals if they're found out. So, you know, yeah, they are. And so then they're locked into the coordinate, the path. And so she hears Aaron's message, and Levi wakes up, and Levi instantly wakes up wanting to whoop Zeke ass. So he's like, where's Zeke at? And I'm like, of course. I mean, I understand, because, you know, I think he feels ashamed that he even let him go twice at this point. And so he's like, you know, if I want you dead, you should be dead. So.
You know what I find funny about that is that Levi is hankering for killing Zeke is really similar to me to the Aaron Reiner rivalry. Zeke is not really ever on the winning end of that. I mean, he kind of got away this last time. He really hurt Levi, but like, he keeps getting his ass beat, keeps coming back for more, and one person really hates the other.
Yeah, I agree. That is a parallel there.
That's very real. Yes. Very real.
But Levi's very upset that he has this situation going on, especially because, you know, he done lost two fingers and
that hand.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, like, you know, I hate to see him down like that. And Hanji encouraged Levi to rest. And, you know, Levi's taking the blame for all of this. And he's saying he should have known that Zeke was ready to die. And Zeke, you know, he's not a Titan, so he can't really go up against somebody blowing themselves up, honestly. So he wasn't prepared for that. And so they discuss that Hanji's going to fight. And he sees them making the makeshift cart. And of course he knows that, you know, Hanji gonna carry him wherever they gotta go to do whatever they gotta do.
Yeah, she really did a lot. Hanji did a lot.
Yeah, and I love that.
Yeah.
She's so innovative.
I really appreciate how Hanji was even recognized by Peek in this scene. With how Peek was like, oh yeah, it seems like you know everything about Titans. Even though Peek will come to regret that later with how Hanji approaches that. But I really definitely appreciate how Hanji has kind of controlled the situation. Right. More or less when Levi couldn't step in.
Right. And yeah, well, you know, that brings us to Maggot, Peek, and Hanji discussing working together. And, you know, it kind of irritated me that Maggot was, you know, pulled a gun out on Levi. And I'm like, Levi came so humbly to you, knowing that, you know, he really couldn't do anything to you in a situation. And you just got to show, like, you know, some kind of ego. That's what it felt like to me. I didn't like it. It was giving me like, you know, you're on enemy land and you're pulling a gun out on me. Like, I didn't even have to come up to you. So, you know, Levi told him I can't outrun a bullet, you know, but I came here anyway. And so McGath asked where Zeke was, and Hanji's like, she presumes he's close to Aaron. And Pete, you know, like you said, commended Hanji, you know, for knowing a lot about Titans. And, you know, Hanji was literally like the head of the Titan experimentation, so she knows a lot, of course. And so, you know, they basically all decide that they were going to work together because the common goal was to stop the founding Titan.
It was really interesting just to see them come together with that common goal, only because they had a common goal, but more importantly, with their common goal being to kill Zeke, was really bonded Levi and Maggot together, because Levi, like, I mean, as we said, like, when Levi woke up, like, his brain was on, where is Zeke? We got to get Zeke. Question before we go to the next scene. Nay, so Zeke being one of your favorite characters and Levi being up there too, how do you feel about that?
At this point, I completely have taken my hat out of that ring. Completely. I have no feeling. So, okay, Zeke will continue to be one of my favorite characters because his character is just still so interesting to me, and like, continue, like, right now, like, where is he at? What is that? Like, what is he doing? Like, who knows? He's just so, I don't know, like, he's just that character for me. But his decision making terrible, and I cannot even kind of agree with him going with this whole euthanization plan. And I don't know, it's all so terrible to me that I'm like, yeah, no, I'm definitely like team Levi all the way. But I'm definitely still, as in terms of character, I'm like, yeah, Zeke is still very interesting to me, but yuck.
Yeah.
So coming out of the title sequence break, we kind of get like a smooth little check-in on everybody. And Mikasa, Hitch, Jean, they really can't sleep due to the whole rumbling going on. And Reiner is still where Gabby left them. And then,
man, I said, look at Reiner sleeping peacefully like he didn't do something.
Oh, man. Reiner was knocked out still. Like, what the heck?
Like, still. Sleeping peacefully.
He has no clue what's going on.
None.
Honestly, when they wake up Reiner later in the series, in the episode, I'm like, yeah, that's how he deserves to be woken up.
Definitely.
But then we also get Armin and Gabby riding through the night. That way they can try to catch up to Connie and Falco. And Connie is having an existential internal crisis about what he's going to do. It's really not looking good for our boy. He's talking about Sasha, seeing if she would approve this. Spoiler alert, she would not. And he's really just going back and forth over what he's going to do with Falco. And I really think it's kind of telling because he thinks that Falco does, for whatever reason, because Connie's not being a good liar before this. But seeing Connie really consider like how that's impacting him, it kind of reminds me that Connie still has like some good person left in him. Like Connie was and is a good person. So like I like that reminder.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even know why we got to this point. Especially like with Falco even trusting him. Like, yeah, we're going to a hospital, like, what? Come on.
Yeah, we're going to a hospital, then you pull up in an abandoned village. And at that point, Falco's like, what you doing, bro? you said you was taking me to a hospital, but this doesn't look very hospitally to me. And then it was at the point where Falco realized that it was Rangenko, and Connie was thrown for a loop. He was like, how do you know about this?
Right.
And Falco was just kind of like, I mean, they talk about all the stories. I've heard them. And what really got me was when Connie, like, okay, so if y'all are riding along with a horse, on a horse, some soldier that you recognize, but he don't recognize you. He tells you, you pull up to this deserted town, and he tells you that you're going to brush a Titan's teeth. What would be your immediate reaction?
I'm like, no, I'm not, actually.
I just don't even know. You said, no, I'm not, actually.
I'm like, no, actually, I'm not. And then I'll probably take the horse and leave.
Honestly, I would be so frozen. I would be how Falco was. Because that's so absurd. I cannot believe Connie fixed his mouth and said that, talking about, we're just going to brush the Titan's teeth. Like, what? I would have been like, why would we ever do that?
Right. But why? I don't know. I feel like
please stop.
Falco has seen too many Titans for him to be like, oh, a Titan. I'm like, okay.
That's valid.
I don't get it. I don't get why Connie's such a bad liar. And then the face that he made. Like, it seems like everything about, like, honestly, Connie in this episode, like, this wasn't a Connie episode by any means, but Connie in this episode, like, he really
was. He got the last line.
He did get the last line, and it was an impactful line.
Mm-hmm, it was.
It was, yeah, just,
he got,
like,
the last line, for real.
I think it was a Connie episode.
But, like,
I cried.
You cried?
I cried.
I can see I got emotional.
Oh my gosh. So, Nay, when did you cry? Anna, when did you get emotional?
Okay, I'm ashamed now, but
I'm trying to start this out if I'm a heartless bastard.
No, I cried, like, right, it was, like, right after Armin, like the part we're about to talk about, like, right after Armin, like, jumped, and Connie saved him, and I don't know, like, watching Gabby and Falco crying, and then looking at Connie and Armin, and then I'm just like, you guys are just so hopeless. I just felt like, oh my god, this is so hopeless. And I felt so sad for them, because I was like, you know, although I am like, Connie, please, like, your mom, I'm so sorry about what happened. But then I was like, if that was my mom, I too would be like, dang, like, I can't kill my mom. Like, I don't know, it's a tough situation. I did feel like this episode kind of made me feel a little softer toward Connie, but he's so ridiculous. Like, that lie was so ridiculous. I was like, I can't even with you, Connie. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That lie was so ridiculous that it kind of humanized Connie a little bit. Like, it reminded me of just how humane he was.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to, yeah, I guess you're about to tell me, when did you get emotional?
I was going to say, I didn't remember the part about Armin, you know, going up and taking basically Falco's place. I honestly did not remember that when I was reading the manga last year. And so I was like, oh my God, like, you know, Armin really about to lay his life on the line. I'm like, this man really doesn't care.
Right.
About himself. And I'm like, he really, like, oh my gosh, I really shouldn't have been the one, y'all say. It's like, he's trying to give his life up at every point. And I'm just like, oh no, my gosh, real. I actually felt a little sympathy for Armin in that moment.
Okay. I forgot, you like hate Armin, don't you?
I won't say hate. I really just don't care for him.
I got you.
I feel like he can do so much more, and he just chooses to whine and pine after Aaron.
He does more than almost everybody else,
the bar is low, though.
So many people are dead. Of course the bar is low.
Armin has been stressed.
True.
He has been so stressed since he has been Colossal Titan. He needs a break.
That's like Aaron's his blind spot.
Yeah.
Aaron's everybody's blind spot.
Definitely.
And that's why Aaron was allowed to get away with all of this. Because everybody just looks at Aaron and they're like, oh, well, it's Aaron, you know? That's our dude.
Facts. That's why we're having that carnival.
Mikasa's like, Armin, what do we do about Aaron? And literally Armin's like, I have no freaking idea. I literally
don't care.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, speaking of Armin and his decisions making, how we were just talking about how he was about to jump into Connie's mom's mouth in order to save Falco, which that would have been his own host of problems, as Connie pointed out, because her life would have been miserable. She was the Colossal Titan.
Mm-hmm. Especially because she still would be dead in 13 years.
Right.
I mean, she's going to be dead in 13 years regardless of Connie's plan.
True.
Like,
well, how do y'all feel about him allowing her to live as a Titan all this time? Or, like, I don't know, how do y'all feel about that?
He needs to go to therapy and learn how to let go.
Yeah, he definitely does.
The fact that he be brushing his mama teeth, like, that's not the first time he been brushing his mama teeth. Like, he had the ladder, the brushes, he was ready, he's done this before, so
I mean,
he didn't even think about that. Yeah, that wasn't even a lie. He legit, that was the plan. Like, we're gonna brush our teeth and I'm gonna
just push you in.
Yeah.
He was like, it's not even a lie.
What's gonna happen? And so, I mean, he needs to let go. Like, your mother is suffering, especially because she can't even move. And so he needs help.
Do you think after all of this that they killed her? Or they just put the curtain back over her?
Left
her.
I was going to say, I think they just put the curtain back. Mm-hmm. I really don't think they let her go still.
She's not ready.
Is it some type of torture to just leave her there? Like, I is feel it like a little torture. Bit sadistic?
It's torture for sure.
Well, they did say that that place, the town became the Titan experiment zone. So, I mean, maybe she's an experiment now.
Is that better?
No, like, but maybe it's for him. Man. He'd rather have a piece of a mother than no mother.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be out here running Titan tests on my mom rather than put her out of her misery. Nah.
I mean, he's the one who probably was like, don't kill her. And they were like, well, she's going to have to be for science.
Oh, especially
that is the only way we can keep her alive.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. That's,
what would y'all do?
I mean,
that's the go.
Yeah, I don't. As in the words of Armin, I don't want my mom to be upside down tight.
Exactly. That's suffering.
And then she can't even see the sky because you put a sheet over her. Nah. What would you do?
I don't understand at nighttime, but dang, in daytime she gotta be covered up too.
I would definitely be like, I gotta let her go, but I couldn't be the one to do it.
Of course.
I would ask someone else to do it, but I definitely would be like, okay, no, she would not. Because, I mean, all she wants to do as a Titan is literally eat. Like, if she sees me, she just wants to eat me. And that's really, really messed up. So, yeah. I would definitely be like, all right, this is over.
Yeah. Oh, it was really kind of just cringy to see everything.
She understood what was going on. Because she made, like, eye contact after he saved Armin. And I feel like she was like, I'm glad you did that, more so like the look in her eyes. But
I do think she knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because like when Connie was talking and he was like, yeah, her son, like she sent him off to be a soldier and then her son almost killed a kid and a friend. Mm-hmm. I think that was really, he was being cognizant of what just happened to him, you know? And what was actually happening with her. So.
Wow, he really did almost do all of that. And he threw them off of their plan at least by like 4 days. Didn't even have to, like, it literally didn't even have to go on that long.
So then that had everybody's near-death experience, like Gabby and Falco, I guess they're the only ones that are happy, even though Falco's over there crying on her shoulder. And
they both are crying.
Yeah, but like, Falco, he's shook. Like, he's shook.
Oh, yeah. She was a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah. But seeing how Armin and Connie kind of had that come together moment, I think it was something that both of them really needed. Because Armin, he was really like, oh, I shouldn't have been commander and I'm failing at that, or else it would have got this far. And Connie's like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be a good soldier, but I ain't saved nobody. And they're like, nobody. Yeah, so, but I mean, and so they see the shortcomings and they're like, yeah, we come up short in all these categories, so let's go save the people in the world. And I just kind of appreciate that through all of this, they still have that cheekiness that they had in the beginning, that they're like, yeah, we're going to save the world. We're going to save all these people in trouble. And I thought that was like a really cute thing.
Okay, so we enter to the next scene where we see Mikasa walking into the hospital or the makeshift hospital where we see her little fangirl, Louise, and she has her scarf stalker. On.
What do you say?
That's her stalker, not a fangirl.
Right.
Okay, her stalker. She has her scarf on and she says, I was looking for you. And she was like, oh, you were looking for me? Or were you looking for the scarf? And of course, we all know the answer to that. And of course, she starts telling Mikasa about how she has some of shrapnel stuck in her and she's not going to live to see Eren's free world. And Mikasa really just doesn't care. And
right. Doesn't care at all.
Like, no emotions. And so Louise tells her that she spoke with Eren once before about the scarf, and Eren told her to throw the scarf away. And I'm just like, why would you say something like that?
Right.
Such a bitch. But I was just like, you don't deserve the scarf. And so she was like, well, I wanted to give the basically I wanted to give the scarf a home since Eren told us to throw it away. And I'm like, did he? So
that's what she took from it.
Basically.
She was gonna take that scarf, Eren said, do something with it or not.
Right.
I'm surprised she ain't having her little Helga's Pataki type of Hey Arnold shrine for Mikasa.
No, for real. We don't know, actually. So, because I'm just like, Mikasa put that scarf down. She didn't give it to you. You picked it up and put it on. The disrespect.
It's just so creepy, too. She's so creepy to me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just got chills thinking about her. So, you know, she tells Mikasa that she thought she would keep it instead of throwing it out. And Mikasa, just like the girl sister, put her hand out and was like, give me my scarf back. And Louise tells Mikasa that she did all this because she admired her. She had no regrets. And Mikasa, you know, kind of looked in pity at this point, but she really didn't even stay to hear the girl finish talking. And I was like, I mean, that was kind of cold, but I guess you have to treat your stalker like that.
Right. You can't give them any extra energy at all.
You can't, because that will embolden them more. So it's like, you
I mean, the girl is more. About to die.
Like, I mean, what does she want? A kiss?
Probably. Kiss, a hug. Some
sort of affection. A kiss, a hug.
Like, thank you for keeping your scarf warm or something.
Yeah, no. Just no.
But yeah, so we look, I mean, after this scene, the last of the Titans are leaving. You know, the rumbling is finally leaving, and we see the Jaeger is cleaning up the rubble, and Flonk is giving his little victory speech, and, you know, John is up there with him. And, you know, I saw John, I was just like, interesting. Let's see where this is going to go. And Mikasa's so, like, in the...
We time out. So, you know how, like, last week I said that we seen John turn into the Jaegers before our very eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think that... I mean, clearly we see the result, but, like, you don't think that for a brief second he was in there?
I mean, I think he thought, like, you know, he could, like, you know, I could just do this and live this simple life and I'll be okay, you know, and he would be. But I think, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, of course, he was like, okay, now I don't have to be. I have another option. So
I feel like he might have been really, like, stuck. Like, maybe he just was like, I don't know what to do at this point. So let me just figure it out. Let me just not burn this bridge before I figure it out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he was all the way team, like, no, I can't be with the Jaegers. Yeah, I think he definitely was considering.
Yeah. Sure. I think he probably saw Commander Shawdiz probably during that same time frame. And, you know, he probably told him, like he told the other guys, just lay low. And when the time comes, do what you got to do. But, you know, don't make unnecessary trouble for yourself because, you know, you're not the majority.
See, right. And I know we kind of talked about this, you and I, Ayana, before, mm-hmm. but, like, all of these background conversations that's happening need to be on screen so I can understand what's changing people's minds and how things are.
Agree. But so yeah, we see Mikasa in the back, and you know, she's not in uniform, and you know, she's looking on at all the Yeagerish cheering Flock on. And you know, one of the dudes asked her, like, is she gonna join? And she was like, not interested. And I'm just like, did you think that she was gonna join? And so you know, it's kind of interesting because I feel like Mikasa and John have the same look in their eyes at this moment. And you know, it's looking like we need to do something, but what are we going to do? But at that point, they also could have already been in on it. So who knows?
But when? Like,
no, I really need to know like what the timeline was between them coming back from Ragnarok, and then this plan with Pete. Like, how did all of this come together?
Who? Yeah, told who? I also would like to know what the timeline was. I literally wrote that down. Like, when was this happening? Like, how many days has it really been? I have a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, because it's like, when did Hanji? How did Hanji get her information to John to get this plan into play for him to shoot four times? And it was just like,
No, forget that. When did they run into Connie and Armin and Falco and Gabby?
And get supplies and...
Like...
Yes, there's several pieces that are missing here. Connie's mom's experimentation zone. They're at this little, you know, gathering, getting drinks and pies. And, you know, I'm just like, two people almost die. Okay. Like, and y'all are like, let's get some pies. And I'm like, right. Okay.
That seems to be the parody way. Cause I mean, they're turning up after houses just got crushed by the falling walls and stuff. They're like, oh, it's a brand new day.
Yeah. Like, where are they even at? That the rumbling is happening and this town is just like chilling and people are eating pie. Like, literally, what? That
it doesn't,
especially after seeing Aaron's message, it's like, right. They like what we say. Like, so,
oh my gosh, people in the what parody might just be the most crazy people out here.
Like, yeah, they. I mean, On Young Capone basically said it, but that's coming up. So, after they're at this little gathering, getting pies and drinks, you know, they sit down and they sit down next to Annie, and you know, she shocks everyone after they realize like they were talking about her, and they look up and see her, and they like, oh, and you know, especially like seeing Falco and Gabby's reaction because. Like, you know, if they knew her before she left, it's been like 5 years since they seen her. So, you know, this was a shock for everybody. And so Connie thought it was so funny that she was stuffing her face with pie.
It was, though. Because after they noticed it was her, she started going fast as hell. She was trying to, looked like she was trying to get up out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Connie also had crumbs on his face, so he didn't have much from the top.
So, yes. After they see each other, they run off together. And she leaves a note for Hitch. And, you know, she thanks Hitch and tells Hitch she's sorry for the trouble. And, you know, basically your gloomy roommate, you know, wishing her well and thanking her for everything. And I was
okay, but why couldn't Hitch come along though?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Like, you didn't think she wanted to help?
Right. I'm like, if Connie can go, Hitch can definitely come.
She said, if Connie can go.
It's not like they don't know Hitch. They've been cool with Hitch for a minute.
She was in their training class too, so.
Like, she didn't have to just, they did not have to just leave her sitting at this festival.
No, Annie bogus. Annie so bogus for that. Talking about, yeah, girl, peace out.
We knew Annie being bogus, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Maybe she just didn't want Hitch to get hurt. Maybe she's thinking about Hitch's,
Well, okay, and in Annie's defense, Hitch does not have, like, the skills to go after Titans. So she would be, you know, kind of on a death sentence if she was to go.
Maybe she was just being considerate, even though I do think it could come along Falco and Gabby go.
True.
I don't know. But that was sad to see them leave her behind.
Yeah.
Was it? I mean, yeah. She was like, I can't finish this pot. And I get it.
Yeah, you're right.
It was just a sad scene. Now, not that I'm sad to see her get left behind, totally, even though I like Hitch as a character. But Hitch, like, she made her cameo for the season. We good. But after the festival, we see the Lord of Speeches trying to rile the troops up again. It's like, comrades, countrymen, Eldians, come, let's watch this execution. And he got John up there. And when I see this, I'm like, really, bro? Like, I get what you're doing and trying to have John be a part of your rebellion, because John's actually a hero. So it looks good. But I'm just like, huh?
I said facts.
So I'm just like, okay, whatever. So Flock is, and I really hate Flock. So we're going to get through this really quickly. Flock is up here and he's talking shit about Yelena. And I mean, valid. But then,
I said very valid.
But then it was it was a couple of things when he's talking shit about Yelena that happened for me. First off was when the crowd was talking about like, Senator Hill, you whore and all this stuff. I'm just like, my gosh, like y'all are doing the most. And then after that, when he was talking good mess about Yelena. And then he's like, yeah, so do you have any last words? And then she's like, aren't you gonna shoot me? And he freezes because that's the first time Flock is froze on the trigger. But I don't think he's getting the satisfaction that he thought he was gonna get from the whole scene, because they're not really cowering for their lives. So after he doesn't pull the trigger on Yelena, he's like, oh, and now we're gonna talk about this nigga, except he's a hard R. And he was like,
well, no, hello, before that they was like, shoot her. Yeah. He was like, shut up, we're not gonna shoot her yet. And then he was like, nah, to this nigga.
Right. Okay.
I was like, he just loves dramatic flair.
See, I feel like he was just like, and we know Flock don't mind pulling the trigger. But like, I feel like he was just really, he nutted up at that moment. Because like, I just really feel like
if he is trying to torture them.
Yeah, and they're not letting him.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like that kind of is why he tried to go for the dramatics that he didn't even know he was about to get. So he started talking about Anya Capone, and Anya Capone starts laughing in this man's face. Like, too late to change my mind. Boy, my mind was made up. Like, whenever you was put in charge, I was like, I'm good. And he starts talking to him, and he's like, how can y'all not see what y'all doing? Like, I came over here to help y'all out, not only to get out from Marley, but to help my people. And now everybody gonna be slaughtered. So what am I really doing?
Why do I care?
Right. And also, why is this on your top priority list? Like, why are you executing them right now of all the things? But
like the bigger enemy list, they don't care about Aaron, so they're for Aaron.
I mean, I feel like they're doing it in part out of celebration, but it's like
very Nazi vibes.
Yeah, very much so. And it was just really, it was really weird. Like, when all of it was going on, and Onyek calls them xenophobic and all these things. And he's really trying to get them to relate because they've been persecuted their entire existence, right? Mm-hmm. By Marley. And now they're just going to destroy the whole world with no recompense. Like, they're not even thinking about it. So it was really kind of touching to see. And then Onya Capone turns around to John like, bro, like, I know you're not like the rest of these folk. Mm-hmm. So, like, aren't you going to say something or do something? And then they give us that good flash away where they're like, oh, we're not going to show you who got shot, but we're going to just place the gunshots out. And so they come back and there's four bullet marks on the ground. And Flock is like, hey, what happened? And John's like, oops, I missed. Mm-hmm. And that tickled me just because that felt like John tapping into his inner asshole from season one. So once that happens, Flock's like, what's the big idea? Like, what's going on? And then you just see Peek rampaging through the people. And John's like,
literally rampaging.
Like, in Mario Kart, like when you hit somebody with a shell and then people go flying, like, that's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. They was flying.
And so
I don't know where they landed though.
It didn't matter.
No.
So when that happens, Pete comes and Jean pushes Flock out the way. And it looks like he's saving Flock, but he was not saving Flock. He was saving himself. Flock was not invited along for the ride.
But it made it look like he was saving Flock, though.
Y'all literally do not understand how disappointed I was at first when I thought John had really thrust himself in front of the Titan on Flock's behalf. I really was like, no, you're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding. Flock.
Not Flock. But then I was like, nah.
Right.
Like, see, I would have, yeah. I would have been very disappointed too. Just because, like, it's not even that John would be saving somebody, to say John is saving Flock.
Right, exactly. Like, no, let that go. Let whatever gonna happen with that happen.
Right. So we see John, Yelena, and Onya Capone get picked up. The Jaegers think they got eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she come specifically to eat just them and leave? Like, the A and B are not connected. Mm-hmm. But it goes down, and this is why we go. Huh?
Flock asking for Mikasa, talking about, where's Mikasa? And right. I'm like, no, don't call her now.
Right, like, chill out on that. Come on.
Honestly, if you was that concerned, you should have been thinking about her before now.
Time ago. Mm-hmm. You should have been had your eyes on her if you was really worried.
Right, he's like, where's my bodyguard?
Right.
Oh, man, she is not your
bodyguard. Aaron bodyguard.
Right. So, speaking of Mikasa, Mikasa's like, yeah, there go the four shots. Like, that's our cue that everything good. So let's start leaving on these carts full of supplies. And, I mean, that's kind of where all three sides, because you had Jean and Mikasa, then Armin and Connie and Peek and Maggot, and it's like, where did they all have this conversation to come together at execution o'clock and get all this out the way? Because there's really no way that, I don't know, I just don't feel like there should have been a way for them to do all of this in one day.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense. But as they're leaving, they see somebody up in the tower looking at them. And I want to know who y'all think that is.
Man, that was so creepy. I have no clue. I was like, why? I was like, AOT, you don't even have to do this right now. You're adding, I was like, you're adding an extra layer of creepy that didn't even need to be there. I'm already creeped out. We only have 4 to 5 episodes left. What are you doing?
No, I was definitely wondering. I was like, who do we care about that's still on the show?
That
would be in
this window. That could do something. That could like actually alter whatever this plan is right now.
I kind of think that it has to be Shadus just because he's really that's the only valid. That like we care about this, that we don't know where they're at. So I mean, I hope it's Shadus. I could use some more Shadus screen time.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, but that was definitely very creepy, and everybody kept looking back. And it's like, by the way that they were looking back, it's like they almost knew who it was in a sense. Because, like, Falco was just looking. He was shocked and scared. But then the only people that looked back were Falco and Annie. For real, for real. Or that got to see their expressions from looking back. So, I don't know.
And, well, Armin was like, it don't matter. We just got to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, he is pretty goal-oriented. Time is probably of essence for them to... Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to stop the rumbling and save the world, I guess. So, time is of essence for them to do that. That's for sure. But then we get to see Onya Capone and Jean and Yelena in the river. And Jean's like, I'm never going into Titan's mouth again. Like he would want to by choice in the first But you get this whole scene with everybody coming together in the river, or at least one part of this alliance. And what was really funny to me was when Hanji was asking Peek, since the cart can stay tight for months, like, does she ever brush her teeth? And Peek's like, you don't ask a woman that. And that's just like very typical Hanji. So like, I really did appreciate the moments throughout this episode where you got to be reminded that these characters, as much as they've changed and grown and evolved over the course of time, they're still very much themselves. Like there's still that thing about them. So Hanji still being Hanji really, it really brought a smile to my face. But that's when we found out that Jean partnered with Marley last night when he's talking with Onya Capone. And that kind of just made me really wonder how many days have actually passed. Just because it's happening very quickly. But then he explains his reasoning for not staying a Jaegerist and living a cushy life, because pretty much the dead people in his life wouldn't forgive him for that. So he's kind of trying to work through that. And Yelena's trying to figure out why they wanted to save her. And it was said that it was part of the bargain. And then she turns around and she sees Maggot, and there's Levi in the back, and you just know that they want Zeke. So that was kind of interesting to see too. But after that, then you get the final part of the alliance meeting up, and it's just like a Reiner face being kicked. It's just like a kick in the face with Annie waking Reiner up, like, get up, and he's just laying there all pathetically, just looking up. And it kind of reminds you of his place in the original group that he was in, that nobody really respected him. Nobody really cared for him. And then he sees his surroundings, and he's like, Annie, like, what? And Falco and Gabby are kind of tending to him because they're probably about the only people left in the show that actually do respect them. And they're like, don't worry. They're allies. It's cool. Like, there's not much time. Let's go. And he's like, where to? And then everybody that he went to training with is just staring at him. And I really like the way that this scene pans out. And then we get the coolest Connie that we've ever gotten. Because everybody's looking at him, kind of like, to save the world. And it's funny. And like, that's how the episode ends. And it was just like, yeah, this might have been a Connie episode. Mm-hmm. Because that was just a very cool scene to end on. You have them all looking scout majestic. And that's one thing that I've kind of noticed is that the Jaegerist scouts, they don't get majestic shots or anything like that. But the OG scouts, they get those type of shots. And I think that's what separates the scouts from the scouts.
Why would you give clowns those type of shots?
Well, I mean, even in the beginning, the scouts, they were just shown, like, it's just this je ne sais quoi about them. Like, you can tell, like, they just have this aura, this essence where, like, I don't know, just the camera catches them and their hair is always flowing in the wind, so to speak.
No, this show is genius. This show, it's like, really, they are so seasoned that's just how it is. But honestly, though, I need them all to get rid of the self-doubt immediately. Like, Armin was just about to off himself. No, come on. Again. Yeah, like, all right, you're alive, not Captain Erwin. Come on. Like,
yeah, I need everybody. At this point, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right, like, y'all either gonna save the world or y'all gonna save the world. Come on. Even Reiner, he has wanted to die so many times now. I'm like, what else does he need to do?
Yeah, I would. And honestly, Reiner's self-doubt is something that it's kind of like a punchline for me in this show. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice if he actually did have just a little bit of confidence in himself. Mm-hmm. Because if he did, then I don't think things would have got this far. He might have, you know, Aaron might be up only like 3-1 instead of like 5-0. Another man, but you follow me. So like, I would like to see them be more confident. Like, even Mikasa, who has always came off as the most confident person in the show, just has no confidence this season. So, right. Or at least this part of this season. So it's just like even Levi, I think his confidence didn't, like, he didn't even suffer the same way, confidence-wise, but even his confidence is a little shaken after he even lost 2 fingers. He let Zeke get away for the second time. Like, it's not looking good for them, so I do wish that the confidence would go back up.
They need a morale boost. Mm-hmm. Maybe the link-up was going to be the morale boost. Like, everybody teaming it together. And we know the truth, and our common enemy is Zeke and Aaron. So let's go.
Yeah. Well, that was a good episode.
It was an information dump episode.
Yeah.
But it could have been more, it's like information we didn't get this episode.
Yeah, there was.
I feel like this episode set me up to be like, how is this about to end? Like, I'm genuinely like, what is about to happen right now?
Very valid emotion.
I don't know where exactly we're about to go, but all I know is watching Connie, it's Connie and them now. Watching Connie and them save the world. It's going to be pretty interesting and fun.
No, stop. It is not Connie and them.
I know, too far.
Yeah, that was too much. I definitely was like, all right, you're reaching having Connie be the end, like the last line. That was a bit much.
You win the episode and you said
that definitely should have gone to Armin for real.
Honestly, it should have probably gone to Armin, but the fact that they gave it to Connie, I don't know. It kind of makes Connie's in charge now. It's Connie's show. Him and his little fade that he got going up. But want to get into the manga comparison right quick?
Yes.
And Nay, are you going to read the manga at all?
Probably. She said,
why bother?
Why bother? No, honestly, though, I would want to see the artwork of the manga, but I don't know if I'll actually read it. Mangas just aren't really my thing. I don't know. But I do love seeing, like I said, on Instagram, I'm constantly seeing the comparisons of the manga stills and like stills from the anime, which is cool. But other than that, probably not.
Okay. This week in the manga, it was chapter 126, and I pretty much went panel for panel. The only things that really changed were the grammar. There were some grammar changes, like with Annie's letter. It was a little bit less detailed to Hitch, or when Flock was giving his speeches. So it was just a little bit different, but it was mostly panel for panel, which I really appreciated. Like, I like when they do that with the manga and anime, where they don't change too much and you still get the same feel for the manga. It's just now you get to see it in live action, I guess, or animated action. So I didn't see too much of a difference, but I did definitely enjoy the manga this week, reading it next to the anime.
Yeah. Do you feel like it'll continue to be like that for the rest of the anime?
Yeah, it's been like that for most of the season. They cut something out that I think is really integral to totally understanding why Aaron is doing what he's doing. But it has been pretty much panel for panel for the most part this season.
I feel like they're going to show that at the end, because we're going to see some of those people again. And so I feel like they may loop it in closer to the end.
I mean, that's like 4 chapters ago at this point.
I understand, but I'm just saying, just because they show those people in, you know, different chapters, both chapters, so closer to the end and at that scene. So the only reason why I feel like they left it out is because they would put it closer to the scene where you're going to see these people again. That I'm just trying to get
it out. I can see that. Did you have anything from the manga?
The only thing that I remember is, like, I don't remember seeing Levi in the past when Hanji saw the message on the anime, but in the manga it was clear that Levi was a part of Aaron's little coordinates and path world. So that was one of the things that I didn't really, you know, see in the anime. But other than that, everything else, like you said, was pretty much a one for one with the manga. You know, I feel like Mikasa was a little colder in the manga than she was in the anime to Louise, but still cold. So
deservedly so.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Nay, for you, what has been your biggest surprise of the season?
My biggest surprise of the season. Honestly, the biggest surprise for me might actually be Armin at this point. I really had hopes that he would just come through as Colossal Titan and really step up this part. I don't know. I really do like his character. I think he could be the key to just coming up with some type of plan. And he is the Colossal Titan. Like, he has all these memories. I don't know. I think he just needs to tap into some, like you were saying, confidence or something. So I'm surprised that he's not doing more. That is surprising. My second answer to that is definitely seeing Aaron's head get chopped off. That had me shook. So I was super surprised at that.
Yeah. All right. I think Aaron's head get shot off was really something.
I mean, they've probably killed him as a protagonist more times than I've seen any protagonist be killed that's not named Goku. Like,
Hmm? I said you might be right.
Like, it, yeah, they really be mistreating our boy. So, Ayana, what was your biggest surprise of the episode?
I think the surprise of the episode was, I don't know, the whole episode was just so much. But I think Peak actually coming to save them, I guess that would be my surprise.
I don't know. I kind of have faith in Peak, so.
She's a soldier.
She is. I don't know. My biggest surprise was probably that Connie got the last line. It was such a badass line.
That's a good one. Yes, I agree.
No, definitely shocking.
Because I laughed when I saw it. I said, oh, would you look at that? Not you get the end of line and it's a hard one. Okay.
Right. So that was definitely something for me. But do y'all have any final thoughts on the episode?
No. Do y'all have any predictions for next week?
I don't know. I'm just happy that Levi is back and up. Like when he sat up, I was like, oh, okay, he's back. So I don't know. I hope we get to see like whatever this plan is. I feel like it's about to get started. They didn't give us much in the preview, so
they did.
I feel like maybe this, yeah, like maybe this episode is gonna kind of like, I don't know.
I can't wait to see Levi fight Zeke again.
I agree.
Yeah, that is gonna be nice. That is gonna be nice. For me, I'm just really looking forward. Like I want that rumbling cam. I want to be able to see them trampling everything. I really want that. So I'm looking forward to whenever that happens.
I think it's gonna be soon.
Hopefully. So Nay, thank you very much for coming through to do another episode of Black on Titan. Your presence is always appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back on. It is always such a delight getting to talk to you guys about AOT. So thank you for having me on.
Awesome. Definitely.
So let the people know where they can find you at.
Yes, people, please come find me. I am at @the_animenay on all socials. You know, I'll be on TikTok sometimes.
Also check out
a week. They're silly, definitely. Check me out on YouTube, The Anime Nay. And yeah, if you're into yoga, check me out, y'all. I got all info on that on my Instagram as well. So yeah, come connect.
Great.
Don't forget to listen to Big Titan Talk.
Yes, listen to Big Titan Talk. Stream it on all streaming services everywhere.
Mikasa, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PrimaYana, and you can find me on my other podcast called Kinda Complicated Podcast. And you can follow us on Instagram too. And where can we find you?
You can find me at Chuck_mate. If you can find me there, you can find me anywhere. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Rate us 5 stars. Don't be a flop. I think that's it.
Our email.
Oh, yeah. Our email, blackontitanaot@gmail.com. Hit us up and we'll hit you back. But until next week, it's been a very enjoyable show. So,
yes. Thank you for listening. Yay. To Black on Titan.
Yay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.